Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And today is Saturday, and you all know what that is, Saturday night live on the Lightship. So we'll be going to the Lightship tonight for physical healings. And just stay by. We'll be doing that near the latter part of the show. So we'll first see if our co-host is on, Sylvia. So, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Hi, Ron. I'm here, and hi, everyone. Welcome to Saturday night. And like Ron said, we'll be going to the Lightship for a wonderful healing session in a little while. And until then, we'll also be talking about some of the wonderful new healings that are available through the Creation Lightship and answering your questions that you have on the Fast Chat. So if you have any questions for Ron or requests, just please go ahead and type them in using the Fast Chat window, and that way we can try to answer as many of those as possible before it's time to go to the Lightship. So, Ron, is there anything that you would like to start with before we start talking about the healings?
Boy, we could, we had a wonderful conference call today. So the ones who are on it know all about it. But if you missed it, you can have one next year. It's the first Saturday of the year. And what we do is we bring in the 12 energies of ascension for each month, one month at a time. So mark your calendar so you don't miss it next year. It's a wonderful event. We had just beautiful healings happening. And it's just amazing to be able to feel the energy and to put out an affirmation, a heart-centered affirmation for each particular month. So just phenomenal what happened. And the energy was just very, very relaxing as the Lightship was giving us a preview of this whole year's energy cycle for ascension. So we can do some entity work first here if you like. And we'll just start working with entities and getting them out of you. And we'll be doing this here. So it takes about a minute or so to do. I do special sessions with this for people to get most of them out of you. It takes about an hour. And I get quite a few out. I would say typically at least 60 to maybe 200. And actually we can have a lot more than that. But these are the major ones that cause us problems on these healings that we do on this show. We may get out 20 of them for you. So here we go. And they can come in through our consciousness, get angry with somebody. You have some kind of distress in your life. They'll come in droves. So this is what you should be doing daily, is having your spirit help you to get them out of your body. And here we go. They're getting released now, going from the bottom of your feet. And we're going up to your shoulders, going to the top of your head, and they're just being released now. We have some wonderful online healings. If you're interested in doing the healings online, they work just as well as if I do them in person. And the nice one now that we have is where you can actually charge water for yourself and put different types of light codes into it if you wish. And you can go to the site Creation Lightship Healing, and then on the navigation link on the left, click on, I believe it's Divine Water Activation. And then from there, or Personal Water Activation, something like that, and just click on it, and you can see how it works. And scroll down to the bottom, and you can get a little sampling there of what waters you can charge up. A lot of people have been doing this. They love it. You don't have to go out and buy expensive water thinking that you're buying this great water for you. Well, any water will basically work. I'm sure if you had a higher quality water, it might be a little better, but the Lightship takes care of you and puts in the special divine light codes that you need at this particular time in your life, maybe the particular day, the particular second as you're charging the water. So it's a wonderful experience. And if you haven't ever tried it, it costs $1 to get a glass of water charged up, and I think it's $2 to get a gallon. And you might just want to try it. It's done through PayPal, very easy. Just Just read the instructions. Very, very simple to do. Would you want to comment on that while I'm clearing entities out, Sylvia?
Sure. Actually, yes, I'd like to go back even earlier than that to when you were talking about the special four-hour call today, because I want to acknowledge the people that are on the fast chat. There's quite a number of people that are talking about how wonderful that was. And if you haven't experienced it, what Ron said about that particular call is true, that it only comes around once a year. But there is a very similar one that's very special also, and it happens once a month. So you can take part in that 12 times a year, normally. And that is usually the third Saturday of each month. And it's a wonderful 4 hours of healing on the lightship, which involves physical healings. You get to select your own teams of light being doctors that work with you for whatever your particular concerns are. And then also there are always many wonderful, healing kind of surprises that they bring forth for us to experience on those special times. And it's very much involved with ascension preparation, getting your body to into a condition where it can hold light energy. And also, just Ron was talking about the water activation. On those four-hour calls, seven containers of water are activated for you by the light beings for whatever your particular situation is, what your body needs, and they put light codes in the water for you to experience and to use for seven consecutive days after each one of those calls. And each day builds upon the next, and it's just absolutely wonderful. So I'm sure that you would really, really experience a great deal of benefit if you were to start doing those once a month. It's only, I believe, $60 for the 4 hours of healing, which is amazing right there, and it's a very wonderful experience. So we do have a question from someone from today who was on the four-hour call, and one of the questions is, for the water, does it matter how pure the water is to use, and does the vibration of water override any toxic things in it? I'm assuming that she means, does the vibration that the light beings put into the water override, like, toxins that might be in the water?
That's a very good question. I would more than likely say that it would. And naturally, the water is typically drinkable, and, you know, your water district says that the water is safe to drink, then that would be fine. I have had people notify me and say, gee, you know, my water smelled like chlorine, and then the light beings activated it, and that smell went away. So, remember, this is being done on the lightship when you hold the water in front of you with your hands. So it's a very sacred experience. And I really, really wouldn't worry about too much of the water. I do have people who want to go out and buy the best water that they can because they want to have very pure water. And then they have the light beings charge it up also. Some people have an elaborate filter system in their house for water, so they can use that too. But it's kind of up to you what you want to do. It makes really probably not that much of a difference, although you'd want to just sample it yourself. So, you know, you're not going to go out and drink water from the gutter, naturally. And the water that is coming out of your tap hopefully is drinkable by most standards. And so you can charge that water up, and it will work too. Some people actually say they like to boil the water beforehand too. So it's kind of what you want to do. But there are light codes put into it, which is what your body is needing. And you can also, you know, specify. We have different types of water. Maybe you could do a little rundown on that, Sylvia. Do you have the website up in front of you? Or can you
yes,
get it
I
up
do,
there
actually.
And describe the
yeah.
different types of water?
Yeah, you could just go to the website, creationlightship.com. And on the left-hand side of the page, you're going to see a menu that kind of lists the various different services. And there's one section that's titled Personal Divine Activation. And the second selection in that section is called Personal Water Activation. And when you click on that, it brings up the instructions for how to do the process, which is very simple. But I'm going to go down to the drop-down menu that gives some of the choices of waters that you can, types of water activations that you can select from. And we can talk about a few of those. For example, there's one that is, we had a question on the fast chat, someone asking about EMF radiation clearing drinking water. Can you talk about that one, Ron?
Yeah, that's what it does. It helps you, it puts a field around you to help eliminate these unwanted frequencies. I've had people try different waters and they're amazed at how each one could taste different with each different clearing. And so they do what they say they'll do. All you do is specify what you want to have in the water. The light beings will understand that, and they will charge it up just for you. So this water is a personal water charging. You cannot do one for, like, your daughter or your brother or something like that. Or we'll say you're like a water company and you want to put in divine light codes into the water. It will not work. It's just strictly water that's designed for you in the present moment. The present moment would be for typically that moment and the day that you're going to be drinking the water. I have people who come on now and they get the unlimited usage, and they'll do a glass of water for each meal. They'll get their, like, skin water done. There's water for oxygen, so you can get different types of oxygen. We also have a set water for life force energy, 10 different life force energies. So there's many, many different styles of water and types, so you'd want to just kind of figure out which one you may want to have and just go for it, and the water will help you. And the nice thing is that it can help to detoxify you. I think we have a water for a kidney, kidney infections, detox water for the bladder, I think. Maybe you can see it there on your screen, Sylvia. I don't have mine up in front of me, otherwise I'd be reading them off.
Yeah, there's one that says kidney/bladder clearing drinking water. Many others that would have to do with kind of detoxifying the body, like, for example, heavy metal clearing or heavy metal detoxification drinking water, intestine clearing drinking water. So there's many different types. And there's also some that are not for drinking, but they're for external use. For example, there's the skin beauty misting water, skin infection damage misting water. So if you have a skin condition of some kind, those would be good to put on topically. And there's one for mouthwash, which, of course, you would, you know, swish with and not swallow, because it would be removing toxins from your mouth, and of course you wouldn't want to then swallow that, so that's for just washing your mouth and then spitting out. So there's many kinds, and then there's also actually an option just below the drop-down menu that you can select to customize your own water activation. So if there's, for some reason, something specific that you would like to activate water for that's not on that list of the many, many things that are available, you know, you can certainly just type in your own request there, so that's wonderful. I just noticed one that's for peaceful sleep drinking water, and I think that's so great. I don't know if anyone's tried that yet, but if you have and you're listening and you'd like to type that in on the fast chat, that would be great. Or if you've tried any of the types of the water activations and you have something that you'd like to mention about them, it would be great to hear from you. So it's a very wonderful thing to do. Of course, you can be on the conference calls where you get, you know, 7 containers every week for drinking water, so that you never have to be without your own personal supply of this beautiful water that's been activated by the divine light beings with those personal light codes just for you. So that's wonderful too. But then this is a great thing to use if you just have one specific need and you want to address it. So anything else you'd like to talk about regarding the drinking water? Ron, are you there? I'm not sure if we have sound or if I've just lost Ron.
I'm here.
He's coming on.
Okay.
So are you there, Sylvia?
I'm here. Did we drop out for a little bit?
Yeah, I had some really weird noise, so I don't know if we're on right now or not.
You know, I don't know because I'm getting a different sound on BBS. So why don't you, if you like.
Okay, so anyway, we have many different types of water here, and you can check that out yourself. We have another special divine charging for objects and different things like that. That one's quite interesting, too. You can charge pendants. You can charge different objects. You can charge your food. And these are all activated light code energies that will come into what you wish to have activated. So the nice thing is that you're able to do this with your own personal items. You don't have to go out and buy something for $300 that somebody charged and maybe hooked up to some extraterrestrials out there. This is strictly your own item that you have, and you're able to go and activate it. And I will talk about that briefly. It's also stated on the website. Just because you have a pendant that maybe you bought a month ago or a couple years ago, remember, your body will change its energy system, which we all know because we all change through our daily living here of consciousness. And when that changes, so does your body. So having something that you purchased, you know, may have worked perfectly fine for you when you first bought it, but then as time goes on, it may not even work at all for you. So with the light ship charging, you can do it and keep up to date with it if you wish. And what I kind of recommend is possibly, if you do activate like a pendant, then just do it for maybe a week or two and just see how your body's responding to that particular, you know, activation, because you may have outgrown it. And so you're able to then go back in again, and you can reactivate it if you choose to do that. So this is the main thing about any type of activation, is that it will change. So we have on the website, for a month of activations, you can do it for $30. You can charge many, many different things up. We have beverages. I'm trying to read the list here. Deodorant, food, jewelry, if you're on any type of medicines and or like vitamins, you can charge those up too. Shampoo, soaps, tea, toothpaste, perfume. You know, and then you can also, if it's not listed here, you can also type in what you want to have activated with these special light codes. So it's just wonderful. And a lot of people are doing this with their food each time, because remember, you're changing. Just because you ate one type of food, like for breakfast, it had a certain energy frequency in it, which your body needed. So you have that charged up just for you for breakfast. Then lunch comes around, and it may be a completely different charge, a different energy. So the light ship is able to monitor you instantly and to give you what you need. And that's very, very important. So you can actually have, you know, a sustained life a lot easier because you're having this perfect divine energy put into you with these special codes. What I'm going to be doing, too, is bringing forth another clearing. In fact, we have an emergency clearing. So what I would like everybody to do is to go to my website, creationlightship.com, and just type it in and go to it. And I would like you all to experience the emergency healing. And just go to the left side where the different navigation links are. And you're going to see home, and then it goes to another line where it says healings. And then underneath that section, it'll say emergency healings with the line on the top of that. And then type on instant help now. And I want you to click on that. And then you could read it if you wish, what it states there. But that may take a little while. So what you want you to do is to scroll down about maybe three-fourths of the way down on the page, and it'll say step two. I'd like you all to just type in, like, your first name, if you would. A last name would also be okay, but you are connected now. And then from there, what I want you to do is to start this healing. And you can type in just that you want to have, like, divine life force energy, like maybe a tune-up or something. And this is designed for people, which can happen any time to us, where we have some kind of traumatic situation that occurs that's, you know, really knocks us off our center. And this is what this healing is for. And go into that. Just type something in there. And then I want you all to start the emergency healing. And it will last for 5 minutes. And bring up the light beam in front of you. And this will probably blow your doors off of this divine love energy coming into you. So what I'm going to do is put some music on here. Click on it now and start your healing. And we'll be back in about 5 minutes or so. Thank you. For a little bit longer for everyone in case you got on a little bit late here. Just keep the light being in front of you and she'll stay activated now for about a minute longer here. Even though it says that it's probably completed on your screen. Okay, so hope everybody enjoyed that special light shift session here. This is used for people who have extreme problems. Naturally, we all have something once in a while. And you can come on here two other times for free. Then after that, if you wish, you can give a donation after the second time, or even during that if you wish. So it all helps to promote my work. So this is a gift to and for all of you here. I am going to put up one other emergency healing within probably a week here. And this is going to be called probably Emergency Spirit Infusion. And this healing is going to be designed to, in a sense, give you a lot of spirit energy into your body to help ward off the darkness and psychic attacks from these dark side practitioners and people doing curses and spells on people. So this will be coming up shortly here, and this can be used that same way. I'll have to decide how I want to do this, but that's right now in the works here. So just stay tuned and maybe check back in a week on the website and just see if there's anything posted that's new. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. So are you out there still?
Oh, they've got me back on. I was dropped off the line for a little bit, so I missed what you were saying. But I think you were talking about the new emergency healing, which is wonderful.
Yes.
And can you talk a little bit about the difference between, like what situations should a person use that in compared to the emotional healing that would take care of, or, you know, the mental and those different ones that would take care of those types of traumas?
Yeah. This healing that we just got through doing, the emergency healing, is not for the standard person who gets whacked out from a day or two at work and they feel traumatized. This is not even related to that. This is for, like, if you have a death in your family, maybe your dog gets run over, a situation in your life that just, you know, very, very awful and you don't know what to do, this will help you with that. So naturally, if you have reoccurring stuff happening, then you must have the other clearings to help yourself out. So this is only for to be used for people who have had some kind of really serious problem occur that they knew nothing about, and all of a sudden they're forced to deal with it. And it will put you right back into balance, and it will help you maintain that energy for a while. So this is what it's designed to be used for people who have a situation that they really have no control over, and it completely caught them off guard, and they're beside themselves. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. I'm not able to see the fast chat right at the moment, so I don't know if we have any questions on there. So are you able to read that at all, Ron, right now, or should we just...
Yeah, just that looks like Kyle and Adrienne and other people are talking about how wonderful the healing was, knocked their socks off, basically. Pauline kind of mentioned that, too. So this is what, you know, this is designed for, and it's just pure love energy coming in. So, and we all have situations that occur in our lives that we don't know that's coming, and all of a sudden we need some divine assistance. This is what this healing is all about. So what we'll do now is maybe talk about ascension a little bit. And, you know, the Lightship is here to do the ascension process. This may be what you talk about as 2012. And it's kind of up to you to do the clearings to be able to do that process if you choose to. The Lightship never twists anybody's arm or reprimands you if you don't choose to have your body do the ascension. You know, it's up to you to have that energy work done to yourself to be able to do that. What I will say is what we talked about on another show, I think the last show that we're on here, some people, in fact, if we're in an audience right now, I'd like everybody to raise their hand if you only had one lifetime here. And naturally, I don't see any hands up, which means that you have been here for more than one lifetime. Well, that's not the divine plan. So that means that you are held here against your free will. So people talk to me and they say, gee, Ron, I've been here for a long time and I really want to get out of here this time. And they say, well, what you do with these particular healings help me. And I go, yes, it will. But what really needs to occur is that, see, if you have all the healings done, that's wonderful. That's going to help your body. But your body's not you. So what you want to have if you want to leave here, you unfortunately, which is on my list of healings too, you need to get the barcodes taken off of your spirit. There's a special healing to get the barcodes off so that the dark side cannot attach to it. So you want to have your barcode healing off your spirit. You want to get rid of the matrix energy, which is mind energies that are interfering with you, mind transmissions. You want to have the ET abduction code taken out of your body. See, what happened before is that when ascension time occurred, the light ship came, and the dark side knew that the light ship was coming to do the ascension. How, I don't know. Maybe, you know, they were very intuitive. Remember, they're very sneaky, too, and they know a lot. This is what you're raised with the consciousness here, of mass consciousness. And so they took most of the people on this planet, off planet, into a parallel lifetime. So when the light ship came to look for the spirits that it created, they were gone. The dark side took them off this planet. And so people now are kind of saying, gee, Ron, I don't want that to happen to me again. Well, then you must get these barcodes off of your spirit so they cannot take you out of here. So the abduction code is for your body to get yourself so that you're not abducted any longer by these ET races that are doing this here, which are many of them, not just probably maybe the dozen that people talk about here, or maybe the three or four that you heard the names of. The grays are one of them that people talk about a lot. I'm not saying good or bad about that, or good or bad about the Pleiadians or any of the other ones, Arcturians, and, you know, you can go on a few more of these here. But what I am saying is that there are races out there, and there could be thousands of them, that are abducting people. And you don't want to have that happen to you. So the main abduction code will eliminate that process. So you do want to have some specialized healings so that you will, with your spirit, do the ascension. I would hate to come back here in 2,000 years and say, didn't you guys understand what I was saying 2,000 years ago about having your abduction codes taken off of you and having your spirit free of this barcode. You know, I'm sure Jesus kind of talked about this in his own way with parables, and now it's recycling again here, the same exact process, and the same things are happening. So if you, you know, don't want to be here any longer, that's what you need to have done for your spirit, to get your spirit off the earth plane. And there's other healings, too, that are very beneficial, but the main thing are the abduction codes, the matrix clearing, get the barcode off of your spirit. And there's one other one that I can't bring up right off the bat here, but, you know, you can contact me if you wish to know or just look on the list of services. I am doing another clearing that is fairly recent here. And this new clearing deals with how your mind is controlling you. So this is not ET, this is your mind. And the mind can, with this illusion of manifestation, remember the mind's very powerful, can take you and create a lifetime, a parallel lifetime with yours in the mind, you know, in the past and in the future. And this is what we call people who are worry warts. They worry about everything. They keep having things that they think about as being negative because they're probably reliving that in another lifetime inside of their mind. It's people who are constant, like mind-looping people. They keep thinking about the same thing again over and over again. That's very, very similar. There's people who live in the past and live in the future in their mind. Daydreamers is a really good example. So anyway, this will be a brand new clearing too that we're bringing forth. So I'll just turn it back over to you, Sylvia. We'll go to the light ship probably in about 10 minutes, so we'll just see if we have any questions. Is your computer up and running now, Sylvia?
Yeah, it is, and I would really like to go back to, if we could, and just touch again on that personal object activation to go into a little more detail to so people can get the idea of all the types of things that they can do with that. Like, for example, I'm looking at the website right now, the Creation Lightship website, where it has a section on the personal object activations. And it looks like there's so many different things, like you mentioned, that you can use to activate, whether it's a pendant or your vitamins or maybe a crystal or an article of clothing or any type of thing like that. But then there's also another drop-down list of the types of activations that you can have done into that or put into that pendant or whatever you're selecting to use. And there's some really wonderful things on that list, abundance and prosperity, energy, being heart-centered, being non-judgmental, body pain release, enhanced creativity, hormone balance. So it's all kinds of things. It looks to me like, you know, not just physical, but also wonderful energies for you to resonate with. So can you talk a little bit about those different types of energies that the lightship can put into the pendant or whatever someone selects?
Yes, when you start the healing process of the activation, you specify what type of energy you would like to have in the object that you're going to be charging. So there's many, many combinations here. And you only do one of these at one time. So like, for instance, let's say that you had three different crystals. Well, what will happen, first of all, is that when you activate it, the crystal and the beginning process of the activation will be completely neutralized. So whatever you start the activation with, the charge that is on it, and this also includes store-bought pendants or pendants that you buy at expos, they will be completely neutralized, put back into love energy. And then from there, you can specify how you wish to change the pendant or add a frequency into it that is more beneficial for you at that particular time. Remember, everything works in the moment. And so once you have your activation done, we'll say you have one crystal activated that maybe you have in your pocket for, let's just say, EMF radiation. So you do one of them. You can't do two, just one. And then you wish to do another crystal. And maybe you want to have mental well-being. Well, then you start over again and do that activation. And the third one, maybe you want it for pain release. And so you want to do one at a time. You cannot do multiple ones at the same time. You have to do them one at a time for each individual activation. Even if it is the same activation happening, you have to do it one at a time. And it's just a wonderful clearing. All of these here are going to enable you to move on with your life with a sense of better well-being. And it will put that frequency into your field. Now, how long is this going to last? Well, that's hard to say. It could last for a couple of minutes, could last for a week, could last for a month or a year. You have to check with your spirit to see if you already integrated that energy with you. Remember, once this is charged up with a certain frequency, then what's really happening is that your body is, in a sense, lacking that frequency in it. And so your body will start to resonate with it, and once it finally comes into resonance, then at that point, what you have charged up is not going to affect you any longer because you already moved into that frequency arena. And once you're in that frequency, then you may want to reactivate it over again, maybe to get a higher percentage of that frequency or a different consciousness of that frequency. So that this is the way these activations are intended to work. And so a lot of people have asked, how long is it going to work? And naturally, the only way you're going to know is after you do it and just sample it and see how your spirit responds to it. And you have to go within. Remember, what I tell everybody is to go within, check with your spirit to see what you need, what you don't need. And this is your own particular guidance that you have. It's never going to lie to you once you're in your heart center. And naturally, don't use your mind to look at this information, because your mind is not the divine energy. The mind is just like a receiver for the energies from the dark side to come into your consciousness. So unfortunately, the mind has somehow changed over from maybe what it was initially, which I don't know. I can't really say this for sure, but I can tell you that the mind is where we get into trouble with in our current lifetime. So all situations that we have right now is when you're in time, and when you're in time, you're in the mind. And when you're in the mind, then you have mind transmission sent to you. So if you're relying on your mind for your guidance and your intuition, everything else, you're barking up the wrong tree. You need to go to your heart center to get that divine perfection. Otherwise, you're not going to get the right guidance for you. So this is the way this website is intended for you to use to get your activations of what you want to have. And you have to tune in with yourself to find out what you definitely need to have. And none of these are actually going to hurt you, because the light beings are going to bring you what you need in that area. There may just be some areas that need a little more help. So I would just say sample them and just see how your body responds to it. And then check back with your body and see how much longer it needs to have this frequency, you know, charged up for you. And if you need to change the charge on it at a particular time. Because remember, everything is in flux. Your body's always changing frequencies. Your spirit never changes, but your body does. So you're just awakening your body to more of your spirit energy, which is light energy. So you're bringing in more light into your body each time you have a particular healing. This is what these activations are designed for, is to bring you more into the present moment and to bring you into the divine consciousness of your spirit. So, Sylvia, should we go to the light ship?
Well,
we have a couple of questions that we need to answer.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up a few more of these choices, because they're just so great.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Like, for example, protection from you can activate an object for protection from EMF radiation, protection from mind control transmissions, protection from psychic attacks, and two of my personal favorites on here, entity repellent for Earth-based
yeah,
entities,
Ghostbusters.
And an entity repellent for off-planet parasites. So, wow, that's pretty incredible.
Yep, and they will work.
And also, I noticed that there's a selection here for you to customize what type of activation you wanted. So, for example, Ron, then if I'm understanding that correctly, you could customize both sections. In other words, if you don't see the object that you want to use for activation on the list, of things that you can use. Like maybe you could take your, a camera or a book or something that's not on the list, and then you can activate it with any type of, you can request any type of activation that's not on the list of things like love energy or life force energy. So if you wanted maybe something that kept you protected while you slept, or maybe you wanted something that would help you stay heart-centered during the day, you could type that in as your request.
Or your pet or animal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Oh, like, for example, if you wanted to put something on your dog's collar.
A dog collar or something like that. Maybe your dog has a problem and you want to bring some life force energy to your dog, and you can just charge up the collar for that.
Oh, that's
great. So, yes, it's kind of unlimited. Just many ways that you can operate and use this system here.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, that gives people a lot of things to go investigate on your website, and it's so awesome that you're doing this expanded, service for people, because this is something, anybody can do, no matter where they are, no matter what time of day it is, whatever time zone they're in, and they can just do these things whenever they need them. So that's so great.
Yeah, and I will just interject here. Rob and Sylvia are going to be doing the a call again coming this Tuesday. So if you wish to phone in, and it'll be a question and answer time. The phone number, if you're ready to write everybody, and we'll also post it on the fast chat. It's 646-519-5800, and the PIN number is 5303, and that's going to start at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time or 8:30 Eastern Time. So if you have any questions that you'd like to ask about healings or anything about the light ship, Sylvia will be there with Rob, I believe, to answer and help you out with some of your questions. Maybe you might have a question about one of the healings or something. So do call in. People have been asking for this, and we're putting that together again. So thank you, Rob and Sylvia, for doing this here. So I guess we'll go to the light ship. We'll run just a little bit over the hour here. And here we go. So what the way this works for the newcomers is that we go to the light ship. You're out of time. You're there physically. So this is not some kind of etheric body that's going up, not your spirit going up, not your astral body. This is your physical body. You know, you can poke your arm. That's going to be up there on the light ship. And you're bilocated out of time. So remember, you're in time right now. Remember, you have a watch on. We're watching the time probably on our computers, and mine says, being in California, says 9:52 on it. But we're in time in the mind energy. When you go to the light ship, you're not in time any longer because you're in pure divine love energy. And so when you're not in time, you're out of time. And so that means that when you're here, you're not there, and when you're there, you're not here. But when you're here, you're always here because your consciousness only perceives that you are here. So just think of a vibration. You're being turned off and on and off and on and off and on. And when you're off, you're on the light ship. So if you want to bring an animal or pet up, just think of them right now in your consciousness. And this portion of the BBS program will not work on the archives. You will feel the love energy, but you will not be able to go to the light ship. And the reason is because we still have extraterrestrial abductions here, and I don't want anybody thinking that they can call upon the light ship and think that they're being transported to it. You may be abducted if you do that. So don't even specify that or think about it. So here we go. Just sit back and relax. Think of an animal, pet that you'd like to bring with for healing. This is for physical healing. This is not designed for emotional trauma release, or we'll say to bring you money or anything like that. This is physical healings only. And just request one thing during this short session here. So here we go. We're going up. I'll count to 10. And you're going to feel your body energy change when I hit probably 2 to 6. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. and now we're on the light ship. So they're taking away our animals and pets to go to a special healing facility. And we're having our body scan now so we can see what our problems are. They'll talk with us in the next room, which is the orientation room. And right now we're seeing all these wonderful light being doctors, different types of life forms. Remember, this is where all creation of light is created. All life forms are there, and they're here to help us now. So if you happen to be a seer or a feeler, you may actually sense the energies now. We're going down a long hallway, and it slightly curves to the right. And we can look out of the large windows and see the universe, see the stars out there. These are all stars of the light. These are not stars in duality like the planets that we clear away from people down here that cord you. So these are completely different. And you're now in the frequency of light. We're now going into the first room. And this room is where they can release pain from our body. This is a pain release room. So I'd like you just to request your healing. If you have any pain in your body anywhere, and they will see what they can do to help that. The next room that we're going into is a room where they're working with our internal organs. So that could mean anything. It could be cancer. It could be maybe having indigestion. It could be having possibly maybe a stomach valve leaking. It could be anything wrong with you inside, and you may know or not know about it. So just request a healing. If you feel perfectly fine, just ask for a tune-up. But some people have concerns and conditions, so do request that. We're going into another location, and this is one of the oxygen rooms on the light ship. And there's many of them, and we're going to bring down to us here oxygen number 8. So you may want to exhale and inhale. Do this maybe 3 or 4 times right now. And within 15 seconds, you're going to be breathing a special healing oxygen, which is number 8, coming into you. And this feels very nice. We're going into another location. And this is one of the pools of water. And coming to us are the little beautiful little penguins. And the penguins are going to do some healing work with us. And so again, just relax. You may want to put your hands out in front of you. You can pet them if you wish, feel their skin texture, and I'll allow you just to sit back and enjoy this healing here. We'll put some music on so you can just enjoy and have your own experience for a minute here. We're going to have some work done to our joints in our body. So we have our feet and our hands in some special solution. and you may feel your hands and your feet kind of warm up a little bit. And this is going to help you have a little more mobility in your body with your joints. So just sit back and relax. You might feel your fingers kind of moving slightly, because up on the light chip you are moving them back and forth in this fluid solution here. So if you're doing it down here spontaneously, this is quite normal. They're also working with our neck, working inside of our mouth with our gums and our teeth. So again, request healing. And again, you can ask for a tune-up if you wish for the different people out there. They're now going to be working with reproductive organs. So again, request healing. And we have option number 27 coming to us right now. So you may want to inhale and exhale a few times, you know, so that you have your own personal time now. Connect with your spirit and your heart center, and just enjoy this wonderful healing session. We're going to see the dolphins, and there's three dolphins coming to us now in the large pool of water. Silver sparkles like diamonds, and enjoy your dolphin healing experience. Here comes option number 42. So enjoy number 42. Take a deep breath a couple of times here. These are special oxygens for healing with light codes in them. Okay, we'll go to another location. And we're going to go to a location where the angelic choir is. So sit back and relax, and you may feel these beautiful sound vibrations come through you. We're in this room right now, and see you back in about a minute or so. Request your healing. We're going to go now into the butterfly room. This is very, very unique, and you're going to be with large butterflies and request your healing. One final room. This is going to be working and helping you with your immune system. So again, if you have any concerns, request healing. We'll start to come back now, coming into the orientation room where we're thanking all the different doctor teams for working with you. The healings are between you and these special doctor teams on the Creation Light Ship. And they're talking to us, telling us what they found is wrong with us, what they corrected. And the information is personal to you, so connect with your spirit to retrieve that information. And now we're going into the next room, which is the transporter room. And we're being joined happily by our animals and pets. And we're getting ready to come down. So here we go. So we're coming back down the white light tunnel. And now we're here. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, let's see. Are there any announcements that we should make? Probably have another, the 4 hour coming up. Would that be two Saturdays from today?
That is correct. 2 weeks away from today is the next four-hour Ascension preparation call, and that's on the 17th. I'll be in Los Angeles at the LAX Hilton. That, I believe, is February 8th, 9th, and 10th, and we'll be having the light infusion chamber there. And then the following month in March, end of March, we'll be going to New York, and I believe that's the 27th, 28th, and 29th. We'll be having many, many workshops at the Manhattan ARE Center, more than likely after the expo, and be a few before it. So watch for emails here. If you live on the East Coast, we can see you there. We'll also have the Light Infusion Chamber in New York. and it's just quite something to go into. So if you're curious, show up and go into it. It's just wonderful, and it's, I guess you could call it all of this world, basically, where the show is here. So it's the divine coming to help you, but naturally you have to move forward to do that. I'll have three lectures, I believe, in New York. And I think I have maybe three also in Los Angeles, plus a workshop. So I'll just be saying, signing off here. And we have, you know, our special one-hour lightship healing calls Mondays and Fridays, 5:30 PST. They're $20, and you can go to the website and sign up for them, along with all the different online healings that we have. So if you are listening to this show and you live in Europe, just go right on, and you can do them whenever you choose to. It's just as effective as if I did it in person. And you can also get the unlimited one after you have the original session. And that way you can go on whenever you choose to have yourself cleaned and cleared out and brought up to current. So anything else, Sylvia, before we sign off?
Well, the only thing else I can think of to add right now is that we'd love to have you sponsor a radio program for yourself. Any of our four weekly radio shows can be sponsored, and it's a wonderful experience. We've had many of our wonderful listeners on as sponsors so far. And Ron, would you like to describe what that experience is like?
Well, when you are a sponsor, instantly the lightship comes to your location where you are and fills you full of the divine love energy. So it's much different than what you have now listening to us talking. Your whole house becomes like a living sanctuary of love. And it's fully conscious. And you have healings done on yourself, performed on yourself instantly. And you're guided to just be, you know, as part of the team here. Remember, this show is completely live. And we never know what's going to happen. But you're in this beautiful energy. Much more than you are when you're on the show listening. I would say it could be like 5 to 10 times stronger than what you're actually perceiving now. So it's just incredible. And you're put right into the moment. You're not even in time. You're exactly in the moment. And you're feeling this beautiful love energy. And your whole house gets blessed. So that's an added benefit to this process here.
So it's also a wonderful way to ask any of the questions that you personally have about the lightship or about the healings, and to sample the different healings that you are most interested in.
Yes, that's true.
So it's a wonderful experience, and it's very helpful and beneficial. It also, you know, helps bring this mission to many people and make more people aware of the ascension process, the ascension time, and the preparation that they need to do if they wish to ascend to a different reality, a higher frequency, or however you want to say that, with their physical body. And it's just a very important and timely message for people to hear right now. So as you sponsor the radio program, you are actually doing a lot to further that mission. So I guess that's about all I have to say for tonight. Thank you so much for being with us, Ron. Thank you and the lightship for these beautiful energies. What a wonderful experience, both the healings here and on the lightship tonight. So thank you so much for that, and I'll just say blessings and good night.
Hey, good night, everybody, and see you Monday at 4 o'clock PST. Blessings.
Good night.
And Happy New Year.